Now I'm going to bring up another definition of sin, because we need a broader understanding than the one I just gave you. The primary way to define sin in the Bible, the primary way to miss the mark that God has set for us, is not just doing bad things or missing that target, but rather we can take good things in our world and give them ultimate significance. It's about replacing God with something else. You remember that wheel, right, with the hub that comes out, and then we try to shove a spoke in there and it doesn't work out so well? That has to do with who our God is. Who is at the center of our lives? Now, sin, in some ways, comes from our free will, our freedom to center our lives on anything that we want. It should be God, but we can also center our lives on things like human approval, financial success, our intellect, our self-control and discipline. There's a whole list of even good and valuable things in our world that are vulnerable to abuse. We can take good things. We can pretend they are the ultimate good, and then they become very bad for us. When we take things out of the context for which God created them, and we begin to worship them like they're the center of the wheel, like they are God, then we're actually on a dangerous and destructive path. Like I said before, sin is any time we take something in this world, even a good thing, we pretend that it's the ultimate good, and that becomes very bad for us. I saw an example of how this can live out in somebody's life when I was at a conference a little while ago, and I met a pastor from the U.S. and his friends, and we got chatting. And this pastor had spent some time in prison and was now a pastor, and he had all the tattoos to show for it. And these young guys who were with him were all asking him about his tattoos. What's this one from? What's that one mean? And he kind of went through the meanings and the stories behind them all. And then they said, okay, now what about your wife's tattoos? We want to know about those ones too. And asked, you know, what does that one on her arm mean? That poppy. It's an opium poppy. And he said, well, it's actually a symbol of her life. Opium poppies are beautiful flowers. God created them to be an object of art in our world, something to gaze upon and enjoy. But people take it, turn it into opium, and destroy lives with it. It's kind of the story of her life. She knew she'd been created by God to be a beautiful work of art, one of his beloved children in this world. But people in her life, including herself to a degree, had taken the beauty of her life, tried to use it for their own purposes, and ended up destroying her. Same with all the good and beautiful things in our world, including ourselves, our bodies, who we are, all the gifts we've been given by God from life itself onward, can be taken out of the context God created them for, abused, turned into something other than what they were created for, which we call sin. Sin is whenever we're centering our lives on and pursuing something other than God at the very center of life. We've all done that. All right, well, our question for you to consider is, how does this view of sin differ from how you've thought about sin before? We're also inviting you to read from the Bible this week, John chapters 5 and 6, and to reflect, what kind of power does Jesus have? What does he say he can do, and what does he do? You don't need a Bible to do it. Visit our study guide, you'll find a link to an online Bible. Enjoy reading that and discussing, and we'll see you tomorrow.